Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we welcome Brandon Clark to the program. We're down here at Grizzlies Media Day. Brandon, let's start first.
Yeah.
What was different last year?
Different. I don't know if anything was different. Maybe just you mean of me or the team?
For you individually, you know, obviously the fast start year one, year
for
two,
sure.
you battle through injuries and some difficulties. But last year it felt like a return to form.
Yeah, I think just kind of like you said it, just getting back to my basics, getting back to my body, feeling great every day, getting just kind of finding out those things to keep me on the court more, how to not get hurt, how to get stronger. You know, I trained very hard. I made sure that my body was pretty much ready for the long year. Also just having a better mindset, I think. Just having the mindset that, you know, I'm going to go out there and be me every night. I'm going to go out there and bring the, like, energy in the fight and just have, like, fun with it. I found new ways to have fun with it, really. And I think it just led to having, like, a better season overall.
That's interesting to me because the thing that really stood out in the Timberwolves series in particular – obviously, it was a big series for you just in general, and many people are pointing to, hey, that was the difference in the series,
but
it was very obvious on your face. It felt like there was a moment where you could sit there and go, oh, he's having fun playing basketball.
Yeah.
How much does that series, does that kind of give you a different perspective on basketball moving forward?
You know, that was my first time, you know, having a real, like, playoff basketball battle, and, like, that's what I've, you know, looked for forever. That's what I know every day training from when I was like 7 years old. I'd be watching NBA playoffs and I'd be like, oh, if I was here, like, I can tell, like, how big of a jump it is in terms of just being more focused and being more locked in and just overall having, like, extra fun, really. So, yeah, I just think that, you know, NBA is fun, but playoff basketball just much, much higher stakes. So I think overall I just really, really wanted to win. And just, yeah, I think that when that happens, I can just kind of get really locked in and just have fun with it.
Can you feel that on the floor? Because, like, the thing that's interesting to me is I think fans can feel in a building, like, they can feel the stakes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I've always wondered, though, as a player, does it feel different in a game other than, you know, more people are there and more there's more tension? But can you actually feel playoff intensity?
Yeah, definitely can. You know, the fans definitely – I think that everybody just in the building knows that the game is higher stakes. Like, the fans know, the players know, the coaches know. Like, everybody's locked in, like, from the fan base to us. Like, we've watched, like, a bunch of film. We know exactly what every player is, like, going to do. Like, we know, like, how to win, and we know how they're trying to win. And you're really playing for, like, something more than just, like, a regular season game. And, you know, having to play a team in, like, a best-of-seven series can be a really, like, crazy thing. So I think that having the fans, you know, be so loud and having everybody, the coaches, having everybody so locked in with you. And, like, and plus it's not just that. It's your, like, family and friends back at home, too. Like, they all get how, like, big of a series or how big of a time it is for you. So, yeah, just, like, all of that adds into, like, just the great, like, energy that comes with these games.
I've always thought one of the more interesting aspects of playoff series is – do you ever get sick of playing the same team? You know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's tough.
Like, it's like, God, man. I just kind of wish we could play someone in between them and then move on.
Yeah, I mean, that was my first year really having a – because I didn't really play much versus the Jazz in my second year. So, you know, having a game plan for a team and then having to make changes every game and having to see what they do, it's really like a battle of, like, chess kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you really just got to, like, be careful which pieces that you put out and all this stuff. And it can definitely get tiring. Like, it can get tough, like, having a guard. You know, I was like, oh, man, I have to guard Curry 6 straight games for, like, 2 straight weeks. And, like, it's definitely tough. But I think it's just a part of basketball. Like, it's something that you really don't know what it's like till you're there. Because I think watching the playoffs, I didn't realize, like, you know, how it was really going to be kind of, like, in terms of actually playing it.
No, because we like to have fun on the show how, you know, playoff basketball becomes the adjustment. And then we always laugh how it's the adjustment to the adjustment, the adjustment. But there very much is that aspect that you're right. It's, you know, they get to make a move. You have to make it respond and make a move. But I think the thing that was interesting to me last year, and I'm curious to know if you felt this way, it felt like the playoffs started to feel like the playoffs again. Mm-hmm. Because obviously during the bubble, that's its own thing.
For then, that was its own thing.
And then, you know, as you mentioned, the with the play-in tournament, and then you have the series in Utah, it was a fuller house. But I don't. Did it feel to you more – did it feel different like last year? Because it did to me, but it's also could have easily just been like, hey, the intensity was there.
It definitely felt different. I think just with the league's kind of been through a lot with the whole COVID thing and with guys being out, fans being gone, all the changes that were made to to everything really. So it definitely felt more like playoff basketball, like old-fashioned playoff basketball. Like we're all like, you know, the fan, like the whole place is like filled out, sold out, all that stuff. So definitely for me, it felt like, you know, this was finally like we're back to normal and like this is it now. So yeah, definitely went through a lot. You know, just being like all the COVID stuff from the bubble to all that stuff, like guys
getting tested every single
day. Yeah, getting tested, like getting your nose pricked every day. It's like it was definitely like necessary, but it was real different for us players, and definitely was a big challenge. So I think it's kind of fun to kind of get past that.
Has this off season felt more like a return to normal? Like, just forget the whole, you know, like we said, like all the other aspects, but just. The schedule has been so condensed, and, you know, it's getting caught up from the bubble and then whatnot. Yeah. Has this felt like a normal offseason to you?
Yeah, I think this is the first, like, regular offseason I felt like that I had. Because my first year was, like, just COVID offseason, that didn't count. And then the second year, it was shortened because we had so much time off after my first rookie year in the whole, like bubble thing. So it definitely felt more like, you know, a lot more chilled, not as rushed. I felt like it was a lot more rushed, like, last year, and definitely just felt more normal.
Does your body feel better? Because, like, I've always have to imagine that when everyone talks about an offseason, it's like the one thing that's got to be nice is you got to rest again.
Yeah, definitely, you know, took a pretty good time to rest after the playoffs. You know, body and mind were both tired. But then, you know, it's also like this is like the time to get stronger, really. This is time to work on your base of strength, time to work, like, on your game. So it's always good to take that, like, break. But then you really got to come back in and, like, really lock into your body and all that stuff.
Last thing. How does the impact of last year, you know, the team that knocks you out is the team that ends up holding the trophy.
Yeah.
How does that motivate an entire group for a year? Because on one hand, I kind of think it would suck seeing that.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of – it's like – it, like, sucks, but then you're like, oh, well, at least –
we were close. Yeah.
At least we lost to, you know, the team that ended up having the best season. I think that we learned a lot from them. They're a very, very, like, veteran team. They definitely knew how to get past the second round. I think that's what we didn't really know. Like, they definitely, like, were ready for everything. They've seen it all. They've seen so much in these past, like, since, like, 2015. So they were – I think we learned a lot from that. And – yeah, I think it was, you know, I didn't love to see them win, but, you know, it made sense, though. I could tell that they were, like, locked in and that they were ready for their journey of, like, the year, like, and, after they beat us, I definitely thought that they were going to end up winning it all. And, you know, after the first game versus Boston, I wasn't sure, but I think they just know how to win playoff series.
And then we'll wrap here. Obviously, with Jaren being on the sideline to start the year, do you feel like this is a big opportunity for you?
Yeah, I mean, always. I mean, I do love playing with Jaren, but, you know, I'm always ready for, like, whatever coach needs, whatever the team needs, whether that's starting, coming off the bench, whether it's whatever I have to do. Like, I'm just here to play basketball and add to the team. And, yeah, I'll pretty much do whatever is asked for me.
Brandon, we really appreciate it, buddy. This was great.
Of course, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.